There we are. So happy to be back with you tonight. Been a while. But I do get to hear about what's going on. My mom and dad tells me every once in a while when they get to be here, how things are going. And I've seen some folks tonight that I guess I haven't seen in 30 years, maybe 40. But just for a moment, for me, this is just it's just a walk back in time, because whatever I am today, whatever that is, a whole lot of a big part of that is because of folks who were in this building, gentlemen who were in this church that would sit, sometimes make me sit. Wasn't quite as rambunctious as Joe, but every once in a while they'd make me sit, and they would talk to me. And a lot of who I am came right out here in this auditorium. Now, Steve Hooker and I grew up together. We were constant companions. Joe, you were kind of running around. You were just in the way sometimes. But then I got to be with Joe down at Waterville for a while, and that's been great. No matter what happens from here on out, this church, the men and the women of this church, folks, there has been a great stone of folks who put their all into teaching and forming and helping young folks turn into young Christian leaders here. Don't ever stop. Started a long time ago, and it continues today. This church has just always been a light on the hill, and I thank God for it. We came here, am I right, 68, 69? And I remember we were members of Oak Grove Baptist Church, and I remember when I first walked in this building, I said, my goodness, Daddy, this is the biggest church building I've ever seen in my life. And I can remember sitting right down here a lot of Sunday evenings, maybe before youth choir practice, and Raymond Hooker would walk in, and he'd sit down, and he would just talk to me, and he would say all kind of, now I know, was wise things, and I just kind of let him go to my heart. And one of the things he told me, just sitting there, was, you know, it's not so much how you sing, it's not so much what you sing, it's how you allow the Spirit to work with it, and how you allow the Spirit to come out of your heart. And I'll never forget that. That's just one of the greatest things that ever happened to me, was to be able to be with folks like that. So tonight, because of what Christ did for me, the plan that he had for me, because of what he did, I'm changed. I'm a new creature. And it's all because he saw me with mercy, not justice. If I got justice, that's what I deserve. But he gives me mercy. And that's what this song talks about. It says, mercy saw me. The years had left scars. The scars had left pain. How could he recognize me? I wasn't the same. I know I should pay, and I know the price for justice and law demanded my life. Yet his tender heart heard my desperate cry, and he saw my past through merciful eyes. Beautiful, that's how mercy saw me. Although I was broken and so lost, mercy looked past all my faults. Justice of God saw what I had done. Oh, but mercy saw me through the sun. Not what I was, but what I could be. That's how mercy saw me. Wherever you've gone, you can't go too far. That his eyes of mercy can't see where you are. He loves you too much to leave you your flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. And his heart cries out for your heart today. See yourself through his eyes, and then you will say, you say, sin had stolen all my dignity and all my self-esteem. Oh, but I was made brand new today when mercy looked at me, looked at me and said, beautiful, that's how mercy saw me. So lost, mercy looked on past all my faults. Justice of God saw what I had done. Oh, but mercy saw me through the sun. Not what I was, but what I could. That's how mercy saw me. Not what I was, but what I could be. That's how mercy saw me. Mercy saw me. That's how mercy saw me.
No, I wasn't going to say anything, but I've been asked to make sure there's enough.